Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 422 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about all the holiday festivities around our respective houses, as well as some of our womp-womp feelings about the college football playoffs. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our live Q&A. We have an episode coming up in just a couple of days on our favorites. So the best of our five favorites. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Finally, if you are looking for something fun to do this next spring, in April in particular, we would love for you to join us in Fayetteville, Arkansas at our Big Boo Live. There's a link to those tickets in the show notes. We hope you and your family have had the merriest Christmas. We hope you have the best time with people you love and who love you this holiday season. And we will be back next week to kick off 2025. Hope you enjoy episode 422. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, it's like we're strangers.
It's like we haven't even talked, but this is what the holidays do because everybody's so busy doing all the things.
I know. We talked one day this week when I was, because I just remember I was sitting in traffic when we caught up, but it really is somehow, even if you think I'm home, this is going to be a laid back Christmas.
Yeah.
It just has a way of giving you lots to do. So
yeah,
that's what's been happening here. There's been lots to do. It hadn't been bad. It's just been full.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I feel. And I'm like, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, I still have some presents I need to wrap. We're doing cinnamon rolls today. Perry's like, when are you making eggnog? I'm like, am I making toffee? I've already made Chex Mix because priorities.
Yes.
And then I've got to figure out my Christmas Day meal situation. I don't even want to eat on Christmas Day. I just want to eat cinnamon rolls and Chex Mix.
So my sister and I decided that she would handle Christmas Eve and I will take Christmas Day because I really love making the stuff that Mama used to make.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did my grocery list and it felt almost like I had written a book by the time I got that grocery list done. You know, it was the same sense of we did it, we organized it, we fulfilled it. And so I'm going to make... I don't want to make chicken and dressing because I just don't.
Okay.
But I'm going to do pork chops, like those little thin.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That are barely pork. Barely pork.
That's what I'm going to do inside the dressing, which I think, that sounds good to me.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where I am. Again, nothing against chicken. I don't know. That's a separate separate podcast episode where it's I am with meat.
Well, so we went down to a friend's ranch this weekend and he has this big smoker. And so he always puts all this stuff on the smoker. And so yesterday at lunch, he had done a turkey. Mm-hmm. And so everybody was making sandwiches and whatever. And so I went to go fix. Perry's like, are you going to eat lunch? And I was like, yeah. And so I came back with one piece of bread with some cheese and some sliced avocado on it. And he was like, is that all you're going to have? And Caroline goes, you know, Mom isn't going to eat that turkey.
It's a big, dumb bird.
Uh-huh. It's a big, dumb bird. And everybody was like, the turkey is delicious. Why are you not going to eat the turkey? And I said, because it tastes like turkey. I'm not going to eat it because it tastes like turkey. And I'm not interested in that. And so I will just eat this bread with cheese and avocado.
You and I need to adopt like a peasant diet for 2025.
We do.
Where we just really eat bread and butter. Uh-huh. I love butter so much.
Some beans and grains.
Oh, beans. I love the beans right now.
Legume.
Legume. Oh, just delicious. Mm-hmm. I think that the way you and I responded to the pinto beans at Helen.
Yes.
is the way that we would have responded to steak in our 20s, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh my gosh, this is the most delicious thing I've ever had. Mm-hmm. I cooked an Instant Pot. I cooked 2 packs of black-eyed peas this past week and then put them in the refrigerator. Well, I shared some with somebody and then I put the rest in the refrigerator. I can't tell you how often I have said, you know what I want for this meal, black-eyed peas.
Yes.
They're the best. I love a legume.
Same. Let's do that. Because I said, after being at the ranch and seeing, because here's the thing, people are butchering deer and there's meat everywhere and there's whatever. And I told Perry, I said, this may put me off meat forever for good. I may be done. Like I'm done with fish. I'm done with chicken and poultry of any kind. And then red meat is really touch and go for me right now. So all I want is just Chex Mix. That's what I want. And I know that's not going to really get me probably the nutrients that I need, but that's where I am.
Yeah. I never do this, but last week I had a break between errands and Pilates and I was hungry, but for what, Melanie, I could not tell you what food would. So I got a smoothie and I don't ever get smoothies. I don't particularly like a smoothie because it's thick.
Yeah.
But I got one of the smoothies at Smoothie King that has protein powder in it because it doesn't have a lot of sugar in it. I can't remember the name of it. I don't know. Champion Gladiator or something. Yeah. But it was not bad, but it was also not remotely what I wanted. I'm so tired of trying to identify what it is that I want.
Yes.
So anyway.
I feel that so deeply. I don't know about y'all, but for me, staying motivated to eat healthy and do all the right things during the holidays is a challenge. I have not really done a great job, but I love knowing that because I start my day with AG1, I'm giving my body what it needs first thing in the morning, no matter what. I also love that I have the travel pack so I can stay consistent even when I've been traveling and on the road. I love to mix my AG1 with cold water and a little bit of Pedialyte or a juice. To me, I have so much more energy. My gut health is amazing. The immune support it gives me is so worth it. I was just telling friends this week, I feel so much better on AG1. I can tell the difference in my health, my energy level, all of the things. It would be a great way to kick off the new year on a great note if you haven't tried it already. So this new year, try AG1 for yourself. It is the perfect time to start a new healthy habit. And that's why we've been partnering with AG1 for so long. And AG1 is offering new subscribers a free $76 gift when you sign up. You'll get a welcome kit, a bottle of D3 and K2, and 5 free travel packs in your first box. So make sure to check out drinkag1.com/bigboo to get this offer. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo to start your new year on a healthier note.
So what else are you making?
For Christmas, I'm doing pork chops and dressing. And then, but the tiny, tiny, tiny little thin pork chops. Listen, you gotta really wish for that cut of meat.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing Mama's sweet potato casserole, which, listen, I'm here for that. I will have no issues with that. I'm doing squash casserole, which is Alex's favorite. I'm doing a potato casserole. Okay. You sense a theme.
Some farm casseroles.
And then I'm going to do collard greens, which I will eat the fire out of those collard greens.
That sounds delicious.
I love collard greens. Mm-hmm. And rolls. And then I'm doing butter beans.
Okay.
So if you picked up on the pattern, it's a very vegetable heavy menu.
Yes.
Now some of those are compromised vegetables because they're involved in casseroles, but I'm real excited about, I love the butter beans. I will love the collard greens. I don't really care about, and I love the sweet potatoes. So the rest of it is for others.
Okay. That sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. And so, that's kind of, I think I'm going to do crawfish etouffee, that's what everybody requested here. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do some sort of salad. And I think I may just eat the salad. That's just going to do a salad.
Tell me.
So,
I went to Atlanta with Retha I met Retha in Atlanta, and then we went back together on
Saturday.
Tell
me about that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, we have quite a tale.
Okay.
Because I went over, I met her at her mom's house, and then we were going to see Jonathan McReynolds. And so anyway, and you know, she always rolls her eyes at you and me because she's like, y'all are snackers. Y'all will not sit down and like, so she said, do you want to go get supper? And I went, yeah, I mean, I can. I'll be glad to get something. Like I haven't had an organized meal today. I think I had had like some yogurt and some cheese sticks. I mean, just anyway, but anyway, we ended up going to a taco place around the corner from the theater, and I got like the dip trio. It had queso and guacamole and some sort of salsa. I was not crazy about the salsa, but you know, I could queso and guacamole, like these are anytime.
I love a breakfast. Dip trio. I love a dip trio. Yes.
And so she laughed. She got a like a some kind of shrimp taco situation. Mm-hmm. She said, you know, I'm going to stop and eat a meal. I'm going to have my breakfast. I'm going to have my lunch. I'm going to have my dinner. And she was like, y'all just don't do that. And I was like, I used to.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to really plan it, think about it. But I don't know. I don't know. I think this is some sort of, I feel like this is connected to menopause and hormones in some way.
I agree. I think
I don't know how.
I don't know how either. It's just that weird thing, but it's kind of a cousin of like when you were pregnant, where there's like only certain things that you can think about 100% or eat or whatever. And I feel like I'm back in that place where like if something smells a little funny, I'm like, nope, I'm out on that. If something just, I don't know. I just, and I do a lot of like, what sounds good? Like, what do I want? And I just never know.
Yeah. Well, so earlier this past week, I was at Whole Foods, and listen, I got the blueberries of my life at Whole Foods. I just need to tell you, they're jumbo blueberries. They are the size of chestnuts.
I love a jumbo blueberry. So delicious.
If they are somehow genetically modified, don't tell me. They were so good. And so anyway, I was at Whole Foods. And so I thought, you know, soup does not sound bad. Soup sounds pretty good. I got a couple of kinds of soup and brought them home. And just like in the pre-made section, just trying to think, what can I have on hand? So yesterday, probably about two, I was like, okay, I'm going to eat some of that soup I got at Whole Foods. And I emptied it into the pot to heat it up on the stove. And then I tasted it and I was like, nope, it tastes, there's something about that that's metallic. Now, here's what I know. There's nothing in that soup that's metallic.
Yeah.
Like, that soup was fine, but there's something off with my taste buds, I feel like. I realize we have talked about this now for 15 minutes and everybody's like, we get it.
Yeah, we get it. It's Christmas. I'm listening to this Christmas night and I don't care.
I don't care. All that to say, Retha and I went to see, we met in Atlanta. She was at her mom's. Going to see Jonathan McReynolds. We went, we got food ahead of time. Then we got to the theater, like doors opened at 7. You know, I mean, I had parked at 6. And then we went around the corner to the taco place. And then we walked in at 7 and we had tickets. There was this lounge upstairs and we had tickets for that before the show, just where you could kind of sit and hang out and all that. And they had food and they had drinks and all that sort of festive.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, when I say they had drinks, I mean, you had to buy them, but it was this, like a separate space. So we hung out there and then it like, I guess about 7:45, because they had screens, like a live feed from the stage.
Yeah.
About 7:45, there was a DJ who came out. And so the show was scheduled to start at 8. And so at 7:45, the DJ comes out and I said, do you want to go downstairs and listen to the DJ? Because Retha and I had, when we saw PJ Morton here a couple of years ago, we had a ball with that DJ. And when I say we had a ball, I mean, Retha knew every song the DJ played and I had a ball watching her.
Yes.
So anyway, so we go downstairs, we get in our seats, and the DJ is incredible. And it's playing all this old school gospel, and some I knew, some I didn't. But again, it was a blast. So about 8:15, I'm like, okay, so maybe the deal is the DJ is going to play like until 8:30. But everybody's still into it, you know, and like it's increasingly more full and And everybody's singing along. And listen, there's a song that is new to me that Aretha sang every word to. I think I sent you a video of it when she was singing. That song is called The Remix by Dr. Charles G. Oh, just Jesus Can Work It Out is what it's called.
All right.
Featuring Diane Williams. And I'm going to tell you, Diane did the Lord's work when she recorded that.
Uh-huh.
But so everybody's singing, you know, visiting. It's a real happy audience. Continues, the DJ continues, it's 8:45, and I'm like, finally I looked at Aretha at one point and I said, what time is it? And she looked at her phone and she said, it is 9:09.
Oh wow.
So, and we're driving back, like, it's Christmas, and Aretha's got stuff at her church the next morning, like, you know, she's got plans with her boys, it's a whole thing. So then I won't go into the whole thing, but we realize that there's another portion of the show that might be for an intermission that's about to happen. And I looked, and Aretha, I said, what are you thinking? She said, oh, if I had realized the time, she said, I'd have given up at 9.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you want to give it till 9:30? Because we know we've got to drive back. Like, when we saw Leslie Odom last weekend, he finished about 10:10, which was reasonable.
Yeah.
But it was late when we got home by the time you fight traffic and all that kind of stuff. So then, about 9:27, this guy comes out on stage. And listen, that DJ at this point has ceased like hyping the audience. And has
he's done. Like,
listen, he's just got a playlist on shuffle. Like he has done more than anybody could have ever asked him to do. And people are a little restless and kind of speculating like, what's going on? Why is this taking so long? So at 9:27, somebody comes out and just says, just alludes to the fact that there's been a lot to battle against that day. And says something along the lines of, like, the devil's been busy or something. And I look at Aretha, and Aretha said, oh, this is not the devil's fault. Like,
don't blame the devil.
Whatever's happening. Like, so anyway, at 9:30, it was clear that they were about to do what was maybe planned for an intermission. And so, but we had no idea, but I was like, you want to call it? And she was like, yeah, I think we got to call it. Like, because we knew it would be. So all that to say, we did not in fact see Jonathan McReynolds. Like, we had to come home. We kind of thought if the show had started, you know, like even at 9 or 8:30, 8:45. But it was just at a point where if he wasn't going to get out till at least 10 from what we could tell. And then you're looking at, you know, it being 11:30 or midnight by the time we leave Atlanta. So we were mystified. We had no idea what was going on. Well, Jonathan McReynolds posted on Instagram today. Apparently the guy who drives his equipment, like all his sound equipment, his stage set, all that kind of stuff, had been in Dallas with him the night before and was in an accident going to Atlanta.
So
all his stuff got to the theater late. So they were trying to get him set up when the DJ was, you know, and he said he considered several different options. And listen, I get it. Like, if your stuff's not, like, he said he even considered just playing a playlist and singing along. But so I get it. I think, as you know, because I think about that stuff now from a little bit different perspective because of you and I doing live shows. I'm like, how do you handle that when something goes sideways? I would say maybe I would have preferred if somebody had come out at 8:30 and said, there's been an accident, but apparently, like, they didn't even know if the equipment was going to get to the venue or not. So I guess it's that whole thing of if the equipment has not arrived at the venue and you know, if you tell people our equipment's not here yet, probably you're going to lose a chunk of your audience. So I know all that's like a delicate balance, but I was bummed we didn't get to see Jonathan McReynolds.
No, that's
we had to come home.
Yeah. I was going to say, and then you went all the way to Atlanta for, for a great DJ, but
had the best time with Aretha
and had a dip trio. So it wasn't a total loss.
I had a dip trio. I had a really overpriced gin and tonic at the venue and, but it was delicious. And, I just, I just missed the main thing we went for, but we had, but that was a great time for, I guess, you know, just to look for the silver lining. Rita and I got to talk uninterrupted the whole way back home.
Well, that's good.
Alas, we did not see Jonathan McReynolds. Didn't happen.
Here's the thing. Winter can be tough on your skin. I know my skin gets so dry in the winter, and that is why treating myself to luxurious, effective body care really matters this time of year. Y'all know how much I love Osea, and their Undaria Algae Body Butter helps your body have healthier, glowier skin all over, all winter long. Here's the thing. Nothing makes my skin feel as smooth, as hydrated, as glowy as the Undaria Algae Body Butter. It is amazing. It's not greasy. The scent is this perfect citrusy scent that just feels fresh and light. It's this blend of grapefruit, lime, cypress, and this mango mandarin. I love it. Nothing makes my skin feel better this time of year than their body butter. It is so thick. It's unbelievably rich texture, but it absorbs instantly and it feels fantastic. It's made with ingredients normally reserved for your face, like Undaria seaweed and ceramides, so it transforms dry, crepey skin to smooth, soft, and supple. I love making this part of my skincare routine, especially this time of year. This is the best gift you could give yourself. Treat yourself to clean, clinically tested skincare from Osea. And right now we have a special discount just for our listeners. You can get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com.
Well, it's funny because I feel like I'm going to pivot and say from the concert that didn't really happen, it also feels reminiscent to me of the college football playoff games that might as well have not have really happened.
Now, listen, that was deep. That was deep what we had to bear witness to.
I mean,
over Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say what I saw is a lot of fraud was detected. A lot of fraud detected. I mean, I'm like, ACC, no offense, but y'all shouldn't even been in this deal. Y'all gave us two cotton candy teams that had no business being there. I'd never felt more like I had flashbacks when Clemson decided to go for it on 4th-and-1 at the goal line. And I wanted to be like, did you learn nothing, Dabo? Did you not watch the film of the A&M Texas game?
Sure.
And I'm going to say I felt anger in my heart all over again, where I was like, I cannot believe that this is where we are, that the Longhorns have just come in and here they are. They've just sashayed their way into the whole thing. And listen, good for them. Because you know what the Aggies have done? Nothing. We've just sat around. We've done nothing. We've lost $80 million on a fraud, speaking of. I was like, listen, I've never been so glad, but listen, I watched the games. I'm like, Tennessee, shame on y'all. I don't know what that was.
Surprised me. And I think, and Alex said last night, he was like, I think maybe they're running out shirtless in the 20 degree weather. And I said, you know, I think doing that just reminds you, dang, it is cold. Maybe you just need to bundle up, get out there and play ball without doing a big show of your cold weather endurance, because that's cold. It's cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know that psyched anybody out more than it just psyched yourself out. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, it didn't really feel like so. That I felt like those were a big snooze fest. I felt like I gathered around the TV multiple times, like, let's go. And then it was like this just, you know. Yeah. But
the only real like plus for me, it's just, well, you have some what are supposed to be marquee games at a time that would be kind of a like lull.
I agree.
But alas, the games did not necessarily deliver.
No.
I will have to give it, though, to the game day situation. Was that, I can't remember my days, was that Friday?
It was Friday. Yes, that was Friday.
When they were in South Bend and it was dark, and I know we give Notre Dame a hard time, but when they had all the game day stuff, and of course the game day crews all bundled up because it's real cold. I was so intrigued by how bundled up they were. I had to look up the weather in South Bend, and it's dark, and then Notre Dame does the team walk at night with the lights, and that was fun to watch.
It's iconic college football. Like it is. And it's funny because my friend Casey texted me and was like, maybe we need to go next year when A&M plays Notre Dame. And I said, what you don't know is I'm done spending money to travel to watch A&M football. So I would go watch Notre Dame play somebody else.
Sure.
I don't know that I'm going to go to that particular game. I was like, I feel like I'm done spending my hard American dollars on that situation that just leads to like sad trombone moments. I was like, so, but I appreciated the atmosphere. I thought it was great. I thought the environment was really good. So.
Now, did you see that y'all are going to be featured on the new Netflix show next year about SEC football?
Yeah,
yeah,
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. And I'm like, what are we featuring? Like, here's another, here's an incredible 8-4 season.
you just need some time.
Yeah.
You need some time. You need some baseball and you're going to be back in it. But right now you are punishing yourself for hoping again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm done. So, but we went, okay, so we went Friday night. I had gotten us tickets like way back in October because Gully had been telling me forever. She was like, y'all got to go to Jazz Texas at Christmas time. It's so fun.
Yes.
They do a great Christmas concert. You've got to go. And so I bought us tickets. And so it is this is like a bar. It's a restaurant bar down at the Pearl Brewery in San Antonio. And it's called Jazz Texas. And so they always have, so it's year round and they always have different jazz musicians and different things that play there. But this is their Christmas. So it's Doc Watkins who owns it and his 10-piece orchestra. Listen, you would have loved it.
I would have loved it. Yes.
Oh my gosh. It was so good. So they do a couple of different ones. So they do one that's just Vince Guaraldi and they do the entire Charlie Brown, Vince Guaraldi soundtrack. The one we went to was like a mix of Christmas.
I just held my heart for a second.
It was so like Perry was like, I mean, all three of the Shankles were like, this is a do-over. Like we'll do this every year now. This is part of our Christmas tradition because it was so festive to get dressed up. The Pearl looks beautiful this time of year because it's all lit up with Christmas lights. The club was so cool. Like you go down there and it just feels like an old school jazz bar.
Yes.
The food was delicious.
Oh.
The music was incredible. Listen, and you know how I am about meat. I'm about to say something that nobody's going to believe. I had the shrimp cocktail of my life.
Get out of here.
No. True story. I couldn't even believe it. That I enjoyed it as much as I did. Like I keep thinking about it. I'm like, that shrimp was so good. And the cocktail sauce was perfectly spicy. It was a treat. So we did that and just had a great time. The music was unbelievable. They're so talented. They put on the best show. We loved it. It was so fun.
That sounds fantastic. I would adore that whole situation.
Yeah, yes. It was really good. I am going to tell y'all today about one of my favorite discoveries of the year. It's Element. Element helps anyone stay hydrated without the sugar and other dodgy ingredients that are found in popular electrolyte and sports drinks. I cannot tell y'all how much I love Element. I look forward to drinking it every day. And here's the thing, electrolyte deficiency or imbalance can cause headaches, cramps, fatigue, brain fog, and weakness, basically all the things most of us feel most of the time. But you have Element. It's a zero sugar electrolyte drink mix and sparkling electrolyte water born from the growing body of research that reveals that optimal health outcomes occur at sodium levels 2 to 3 times government recommendations. Element is truly formulated for anyone on a mission to restore health through hydration. It's perfectly suited for athletes, moms on the go, people who are fasting, if you're following a keto, low carb, whole food, or paleo diet, because it has no sugar. So whether you're a mom, an exercise enthusiast, a heavy sweater, a sauna sitter, whatever, if you just want a dynamite, no sugar margarita or mocktail, incorporate Element into your daily routine. Y'all, I cannot tell you how good it is. I look forward to drinking it every day. It's become my new drink of choice. You can get your free Element sample pack with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/boo. Also, I highly recommend try the new Element Sparkling. It's a bold 16-ounce can of sparkling electrolyte water. Caroline took some of these back to school with her. They are delicious. Try Element totally risk-free. If you don't like it, they'll refund your order, no questions asked. So we did that Friday and that was super fun. And then after it was over, Perry went ahead and left for the ranch because, you know, you don't want to miss a morning hunt is what I'm going to tell you.
Well, heavens no.
I mean, what is this? And so Caroline and I did not do that. And then our friends Kat and Dave came over and we hung out with them. And we ended up at, there's a bar here called Broadway 5050. And we ended up going to Broadway 5050. It was a It was a time, is what I'm going to tell
you. I
bet
it was a time. Yes, yeah, indeed. Yeah,
we had a good time. There were the people watching was stellar.
I would have loved to have been there with you. Please don't misunderstand me, but I would have especially loved to be there with Caroline for
that. Listen.
I may, when I'm there in February, I may ask Caroline if she will please come to town so I can experience that with her.
Yeah, yeah. She had some thoughts. We had a good time.
I know she did. Uh-huh. Yeah. I know she did.
We had a good time and had some laughs and then came back here and just all kind of hung out and visited. And that was fun. And then Caroline and I got up Saturday and drove down to our friend's ranch we just spent one night. But Caroline hunted that evening with Perry. But I'm going to tell you that she had a moment. So when we stay down there, Perry stays, they call it the Shankle Shack. And it's like an old, like kind of trailer. I won't even go inside it, but that's where Perry likes to stay. And so he stays there. Mm-hmm. Caroline and I stay in the big house, which is mm-hmm. very nice. I mean, like the whole ranch, it's like being at a resort. So like everything is incredible. So we were staying upstairs, but Caroline and Perry got back. They hunted that first evening together and she shot an enormous pig. Like
that thing was from Lord of the Flies.
I
started to send her a message that said, This is the beast from Lord of the Flies, but I didn't because I just, that's my nerdy English teacher side. And yeah. I didn't want to start a conversation she didn't want to have mm-hmm, mm-hmm. about the Lord of the Flies. But that sucker was 100% from a novel. That thing was, it weighed 800 pounds, I bet.
Easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was disgusting. I mean, it's disgusting. And so she had shot that. And then, so that was it. So we came back, we ate dinner, we all hung out. It was, you know, great, whatever. We went to go to bed. And I said, did you have fun hunting with Dad? And she was like, yeah. And she said, but listen, she said, Perry Shankle is a situation. Mm-hmm. And I said, tell me. And she said, oh, she said, well, I didn't wear a belt. She said, cause like I knew because I was with him, she said, I didn't need to have my pistol on me. And she mm-hmm. said, and I knew if I killed it like a deer, we would come back here to gut it. So I didn't need a knife or a pistol and I didn't wear a belt.
Oh, and no. Melanie, what if Perry had gone down? What was she supposed to do? And I would say, I'll take your knife and your pistol. Now I wouldn't know what to do with them. But yeah. I can only imagine what consternation this caused.
Yeah. It gets even better because he said to her, she said, Dad was like, hey, just put this flashlight on your belt. And she was like, I didn't wear a belt. And he's like, why didn't you wear a belt? And she said, because I didn't need one because I didn't need my gun. He said, you always need a belt. And she was like, why? And he said, in case you need a tourniquet.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
In case you need a tourniquet
of the season, be on you and your family.
Mm-hmm. I just...
May your belts meet all your tourniquet needs.
All your tourniquet needs.
At this holy time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and all we could think about, I said, you know the Zach Bryan song, Tourniquet? I said, you know how he says, if you need a tourniquet or if you want to turn and quit? I said, I would turn and quit every time. I said, if I need a tourniquet, what is going to happen is I'm going to turn and quit every time.
Oh, my gosh.
But I thought, oh, my gosh, to live inside his brain where he's constantly thinking, if you need a tourniquet, you know, like that's why you have to wear a belt. And I was like, I don't even know how we got married. I don't even know how the Lord brought us together.
I'm going to tell you something, though. Retha and I don't know how Perry came up when we were coming back from mm-hmm. Atlanta, but we were talking and Perry came up and I said, I'm going to tell you something. I said, Perry Shankle and I said, I feel like if we were to list our interests, you know?
Yes.
I said, I don't know that there would be any overlap at all, other than people, but like, and Jesus, but mm-hmm. like, I don't know that there would be any overlap in that list. I said, but here's what I know. He'd do anything in the world for me.
That's like, true.
He would do anything in the world for me. I said, I'd do anything in the world for him. Yep. But like, it's mind boggling to me what mm-hmm. a different existence we have, you know?
Yeah.
No, and what a different existence he has from you.
Well, that's it. As I think you could say the same thing about the two of us. If you overlap anything that our common interests are other than our child, I mean, we have the same sense of humor. I mean, we both have a dark sense of humor and we do think the same things are funny, but I was like, we really don't agree on, we don't like the same movies. We don't like mm-hmm. the same TV shows. Mm-hmm. We don't by and large like the same hobbies, you know, but he would do anything for me. He would do anything for me.
Yes.
So, and same for him. But anyway, I just tourniquet.
Fantastic.
I don't know about y'all, but after long days of decorating and wrapping presents and cooking and hosting and celebrating, nothing feels better than a restful night's sleep in the softest, most luxurious sheets. That is why I love Bowl and Branch's signature sheets. They are made with the finest 100% organic cotton, and they truly get softer with every single wash. These sheets are a game changer, y'all. They will immediately change the way you sleep and bring you the dreamiest bedding experience. I cannot wait to get in my bed every night, and y'all know how particular I am about all my pillows and my sheets and my blanket setup. This year, gift yourself a better night's sleep in the softest, most luxurious sheets from Bowl and Branch. I was talking to Gully the other day because she needed new bedding, and she was like, "Do you really love your Bowl and Branch?" And I said, "I cannot say enough about it. They are so good. They get softer with every wash. They look beautiful. They feel great. I love them. I just added the waffle blanket, and it is like my bed is like sleeping in a cloud. I love the Signature Hem sheets. They come in a million colors. They're soft. They get better with every wash. These are the best bedding you will find. Gift you and your loved ones a better night's sleep with Bowl and Branch, and right now is their best offer of the entire year. Shop the cyber event and get 25% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bowlandbranch.com/bigboo. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com/bigboo for 25% off. It's a limited time only. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
That was that. And so then Caroline and I got back home. He stayed one more night to hunt. Caroline and I came home last night after the evening hunt. She did end up shooting a really nice buck. And I got really tickled because Stephanie, Ella's mom, sent me a screenshot of Caroline had posted her buck on her Instagram page. And she was like, "And here is where our kindred spirits divert paths." Like,
that's it. That's it.
Because it was Caroline with her buck and she had titled it "Tis the Season."
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, but she had a good time. We had a great time. We got home last night and then that's it. And then today is cinnamon roll day because we're recording this on Monday. So I currently have my dough is hopefully, Lord willing, is rising. Yes. And then I'm going to spend the rest of the day pretty much in the kitchen making all the things.
Okay. Well, that sounds delightful.
Yeah. So that's where we are. So what about you? What, anything else happening there?
I mean, I've been doing just a ton of cooking. But I love that. Like, let mm-hmm. me be in my kitchen. And here's what I've done differently this time, Melanie. Okay. So I always like to have music when I'm in my kitchen, and I've had music at some points, but I think one of my low level goals this past year was that I was going to try to incorporate audiobooks more into my reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I started off okay with that. And then I didn't do well at all the middle part of the year. But these last 2 months, I feel like I've made up for some lost ground because I do Libro FM because that way I can support the Little Professor, which is my favorite independent bookstore.
Yes.
And so I listened to The Dutch House. I mentioned that last week because Beth had recommended it. And I'm going to tell you what, Tom Hanks, he should narrate everything. And then I listened to Dinner with Vampires, the Bethany Joy Lentz book, because mm-hmm. you recommended that. And it was fantastic. She's an incredible narrator.
Oh, I thought she did the best job. It was so
such
good.
A good job. Mm-hmm. And there's so much dialogue in that book that it could, without her voice, I think it could have felt slow.
Yeah.
But, or it could have been confusing because mm-hmm. you've got so many different like characters, even though it's nonfiction. And so I thought the her distinctiveness with each voice was so helpful to listen to it that way. So I did that and I finished that, I think, pretty early in the week, maybe not, but at some point in the week when I was cooking.
Yeah.
And then I started to listen to James by Percival Everett, which I've seen a ton of people mention, but it's the story of Tom from Huck Finn, but told from Tom's perspective.
Oh, okay.
And let me just tell you, like, it's, you're going to have to listen to me talk about this book for some time. I'm not finished yet, but I like I listen every chance I get in the car or like when I get in the kitchen this afternoon, I'm going to listen. When I'm wrapping presents, I'm going to listen. It's just so beautiful. And the narrator does an incredible job with it too. So I just, I've really enjoyed my audiobooks here the these last few weeks. That's been super fun. And then, I don't know. I mean, I've just really been running up and down 280 here in Birmingham, trying to get stuff handled and taken care of. We went to 5 o'clock church last night because, you know, I got in late from Atlanta. And so we went to the evening service and Alex had some errands to run after, but David and I went to dinner and that was fun at this Greek place that we like. And then we had a Target pickup order and that kind of stuff. But it was fun to, you know, kind of be doing that, all that stuff with him as opposed to in the car by myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just been, you know, sort of a, an eventful full week since we last talked on the podcast. I did start watching yesterday afternoon. It's a show on Netflix and now I can't remember the name, so I'm gonna have to look it up, that I think I'm really going to get into over these last few days of the holidays because I've listened to all these very educational audiobooks and I needed a different something out of what I'm watching. And so yesterday afternoon I started to watch it's called Black Doves on Netflix and it's like an
espionage. I've heard about this.
Yes. I'm very excited about it. Very excited about that. So that's what I'm going to be tuning into. And then of course, tomorrow at some point I will have to do my annual watch of Die Hard, which is for some reason one of my favorite things to do on Christmas Eve besides watch Elf. So
yes. Okay. Well, you got some plans is what you're telling me.
I got some plans. Yeah. We're doing our Christmas late this afternoon. We're doing our Christmas with Casey's family and with Steph's family. And so that'll be so fun because we always go to this one pizza place and have dinner. And then we go back over to Casey's house and do gifts. And it'll be the first time that Ella and Ash and Alex have been together, all three at the same time over Christmas break.
That'll be so fun.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't wait for that. We just do, we wear pajamas, comfies. And hang out. So Joel makes a delicious Christmas punch. And it'll be super fun to hang out with them. So
okay. Well, that sounds good. Well, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites. And what does anyone want more right now when they listen to this Christmas night or the day after Christmas than some stuff to buy? So I have tried to take that into consideration with this list that, you know, you might just be done. These are just some things that I have loved lately that I have not mentioned. And so the first one is a recipe. I have now made this twice. I saw this recipe when I was getting my nails done and I thought, oh, that sounds good. And let me tell you, it is. It's a glazed buttermilk donut cake. It's essentially, it's a pound cake is what it is. But it's the texture is the way the cake rises when it bakes. It gets real craggy like a cake donut does. And then you make this powdered sugar glaze that you pour on top. Listen, it's a good one. It's got a lot of butter.
That sounds delicious.
It's got its fair share of eggs. But now it does, the original recipe calls for nutmeg. And, you know, I believe that to be the devil's spice. I don't think that anybody has any need for nutmeg. So I switched it to cinnamon. And I actually used a tablespoon of cinnamon. And I think that's just right.
Okay.
So if you like nutmeg, have at it. But that's not going to ever be my journey. So, but it's an easy recipe. It makes a beautiful cake. It's, you know, it might be just the thing you need to tie off your week of eating poorly. The next thing is I love a long sleeve t-shirt this time of year. It's one of my favorite treats in life. Aerie has what is called a cozy long sleeve oversized boyfriend graphic tee. Let me tell you something. This thing is long.
Yeah.
This is what you want when you are committed to being in your house with some leggings and some slippers on your feet.
Yep. Love that.
It's a win. So soft. I would wear this to Pilates if I didn't care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just going to be comfortable. But this t-shirt and a pair of your favorite leggings is a whole mood. So
that's highly recommend.
Okay. Yeah. Delightful. And it comes in, if you look on the website, it comes in a couple of graphic options and it also comes in some solid options. So you can just click around and investigate as your heart leads you. My third thing is, okay, I've had this whole epiphany about my under eye area. We don't have to get into all of that right now. But I have I've never had darkness under my eyes, but I noticed it a few months ago, and it's a thing with me now. It's not, I mean, it's just where I'm like, oh, if I don't put anything under my eyes, it does look like maybe I have not slept in some time. So anyway, but I don't like, concealer's tough for me right now because I feel like it settles in fine lines. Like it's just, and sometimes I feel like it like accentuates crepiness on the corners of my eyes. So I have to really be careful with it. So this product is called the Catrice Instant Awake Under Eye Brightener. I saw it first on TikTok.
Okay.
It is $6 American.
Oh.
It is not a concealer. It's kind of a balm almost. It's not the texture of concealer. It's not thick. It's slicker than that. But I'm telling you, it comes in two shades. There's a pinky shade and then a more brown shade if you have more olive tones in your skin.
Oh.
But it, you just can, like, here's, I'm going to use the word sling because I mean it. You can just sling it on there. Like for me, before I go work out or whatever, when I'm just like, for the benefit of the people, I'm just going to try not to look like, you know, I have not in fact rested, and to feel a little bit better about myself. But it's just an easy little thing to slap on. It's not a concealer. It really is a brightener. It just helps you look a little bit more awake.
Okay.
When maybe your under eye area is not cooperating for you to look awake. So I think it's a great option if you are in a weird spot with concealer right now.
Okay. And for $6, I mean, what do you have to lose?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's my low level tool to fight my dark circles and puffiness under my eyes. Here's my higher level option is my fourth favorite. And this is pricey, but listen, it's good. It's the One Skin Peptide Topical Supplement and Skin Longevity Age Reversal Eye Cream. It's a lot of things, but it's got hyaluronic acid in it. And whatever this peptide is, I don't know. I don't know science. All I know is I do this in the morning and at night under my eyes and on my eyelid. Like, and it just makes that area feel so much better. Like it tingles just a tiny bit. It feels better and it makes it smoother. Like if I'm putting on all my makeup, you know?
Yeah.
But I just really like the way it very gently tends to a very delicate area. And it has helped with the persistent grayness under my eyes in the morning. I'm trying to make myself feel better here.
Feels dismal. Dismal.
But it's not cheap. There is a coupon on Amazon for it. But if you're thinking that you might, maybe your low-level goal for 2025 is to tend to your eyes. I've also been putting this on my neck just because it helps with the crepiness. So for what it's worth, that's my spendier product this week. And then this last thing, time's a wasting. It's going to disappear. I love the Mrs. Meyer's dish soap and peppermint.
Oh, okay.
I love this stuff. I get it at Target. It is, $5, but it'll go away. It's a seasonal thing, but there's something about hot water when you're washing dishes and this peppermint. Cause you know, I hate when they try to make me feel like I'm in the tropics with that dish soap.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I'm not. But the peppermint, it just like to inhale that, it's invigorating. I love the smell of it. It's very minty. And I'm a big fan. I did a a sizable stock up last night at Target because I was like, I know this is going away.
Oh, that was smart.
I want to continue to have it into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like a minty smell, and it is very much peppermint, like it's not sweet. It's you know, it's got that more spicy note behind it. It's good. So
okay,
that's it.
Okay. All right. Listen, those are great favorites. We appreciate you taking into account that at Christmas time, maybe we have spent ourselves into oblivion and just
maybe the $5 thing of dish soap is just the ticket, right?
Yeah. It's just what you need.
You got to have it. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Make yourself a cake and have some good dish soap and call it a day.
Call it a day.
And then we're just about to, you know, have really my favorite time is that week between Christmas and New Year's. That's just like, I don't know, full on kind of sloth mode, whatever you want to do, you can do.
Absolutely. I agree. No judgment. I love it so much. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, y'all, Merry Christmas since you're listening to this Christmas night. And we will see you next week.
We certainly will. We hope you've had the best Christmas and we will talk to y'all later.
All right, bye everybody.